Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Acclaim Global Speaker Series, SoulSpeak. I'm your host and founder of the series, Sheldon Pisnat. And in this session, we're going to be talking with Dr. Margaret Paul about learning to love yourself and awakening your power with inner bonding. So we'll get to all that good stuff in just a moment, but allow me first to share a little background on Dr. Margaret Paul. Dr. Paul is a best-selling author and the co-creator of the powerful inner bonding self-healing process. She's been featured on Oprah, HuffPost, and numerous media shows and sites. She holds a PhD in psychology, is a relationship expert, public speaker, consultant, and artist. She has successfully worked with thousands and taught classes and seminars for over 48 years. I've experienced inner bonding and Margaret's work personally and have been transformed for the better because of it. I'm grateful to call her a colleague and have her with us today. Hi, Margaret. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Sheldon. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. So let's jump right in. We're on one of my favorite subjects, loving ourselves and being loved. So why is it so important to love ourselves, and what do you mean by loving yourself?
Well, here's the thing about loving ourselves. If we're either loving ourselves or we're abandoning ourselves. And let me just go for a minute into what I mean by self-abandonment. We've learned when we were growing up to generally abandon ourselves in one of four ways. We either stay stuck up in our head, we're not present in our body, and so we're not aware of our feelings, so we're ignoring our feelings, we're not taking care of them. We judge ourselves, and then we don't tune into how that feels. We turn to various addictions to avoid feeling our feelings, and we make others responsible for our sense of self-worth and our safety, our feelings of hurt and anger and things like that. So as long as we're doing that, we're rejecting ourselves, we're abandoning ourselves, and when we do that, we make ourselves feel really bad, we make ourselves feel unworthy, unlovable, we feel empty and alone inside. And so then we don't have any love to share. We can't really love somebody else when we're rejecting ourselves. And so then what happens is that because we've got this aloneness and this emptiness inside, then we try and control other people to give us the love that we're not giving ourselves. And that is one of the major reasons for relationship failure, because when we're abandoning ourselves rather than loving ourselves, we tend to attract people who are also doing that. We attract at our common level of woundedness or our common level of health. And so when we're not loving ourselves, we attract people who are also not loving themselves. Then they expect us to fill them up. We expect them to fill us up. And it's a disaster. That just doesn't work. And so it's so important to love ourselves, not only to be able to share love and have a loving relationship, but when we abandon ourselves, we create anxiety and depression. It's just like if you had a child who you paid no attention to. If the child came to you hurt, maybe you judged the child or gave him a cookie and turned on the TV, and you didn't address the pain, the child would feel alone and empty and rejected and abandoned and likely end up feeling anxious and depressed. And so this is one of the major reasons that people feel anxiety and depression. And, of course, many people turn to medications rather than tuning in to how they're treating themselves that may be causing their anxiety and depression. So those are just a few of the reasons why it's so important to love yourself. And what I mean by loving yourself is taking responsibility for yourself in many different areas. Like taking emotional responsibility means staying present in your body, being tuned into your feelings, being open to learning from what your feelings are telling you. All our feelings have information for us. And when we stay open, we can learn vital information that they have for us. It also means taking responsibility for ourselves physically, feeding ourselves well, sleeping well, getting enough exercise, taking responsibility financially, making sure we feel safe financially, and in relationships, speaking up for ourselves, not trying to control the other person, not giving ourselves up and losing ourselves in relationships, and organizationally, making sure that our environment is peaceful and that we get places on time and that we pay our taxes on time, things like that. And then spiritual, tuning in, getting the comfort and the guidance that we need on the spiritual level. So these are six levels of personal responsibility that are important for all of us to learn about, but particularly the emotional level, particularly taking responsibility for our feelings, because when we learn to tune into that, they're going to lead us to loving ourselves in the other areas.
Wow. I'm laughing and wowing because, you know, you've shared for, what, 4 minutes?
Uh-huh.
And I could we could go in and have a 8-hour show on just what you've shared in these last 4 minutes. All of it's so impactful and so wonderful, and you know, such a big part of what I do as well. Yeah. So let's continue. But I feel like almost backing up and starting over because it was so wonderful and there's so much there. But let's go ahead and just continue with. You know, then what's inner bonding? I know inner bonding is a big piece of your work. What does that even mean, and how has that changed your life?
Well, inner bonding has completely changed my life because before inner bonding, I had a ton of therapy. But nobody, not one single therapist, ever told me that I was responsible for my feelings. And so I had no idea how to love myself. And so when Spirit brought inner bonding, I was just blown away by this information that was coming through. And then I started to take care of myself. I started to, instead of, you know, ignoring my feelings and making other people responsible and being angry and blaming and using food, which I used to do, and all of that, I started learning how to take care of myself, to take responsibility for my feelings. That has changed everything in my life, from my relationships, my health, my work, everything. Everything changed as a result of learning to take loving care of myself. And inner bonding is a 6-step process that anybody can learn who really wants to. I mean, it's not an instant process. It's like learning to play the piano. You know, you can learn the chords, but then you have to practice and practice. Inner bonding is like that. You can learn the 6 steps, and then you have to practice. And if you like, I can briefly go through the 6 steps of inner bonding. Would you like me to do that?
You know, I would. Can we dive into some other things just first,
sure.
And then we'll get to that? Okay, great. So I was wondering if you could give me an example of how, in your experience, you talked about food and how you used to use food. I used to use food, too. Still do. I still go to ice cream and sometimes, and I certainly coach people who that's a common thread with them. And so I was just wondering, in your experience, how did that, like, can you just take us through your personal experience with that and how you learned to love yourself and not use food?
Well, you know, food is a way to avoid your feelings. You know, you feel anxious, you feel down, you feel depressed, you feel scared, you feel empty. Food is an easy thing to turn to. You feel lonely, you turn to food. And so when I learned how to take responsibility for my feelings, when I learned how to feel them, how to learn from them, how to bring the love and comfort and guidance of Spirit inside so that I could manage the deeper feelings of life. You know, we learn when we're growing up to avoid the deeper feelings of life, the deeper painful feelings like loneliness and heartbreak and grief and helplessness over other people. These are very painful feelings of life. And when we're little, we can't handle these feelings unless we have a very loving parent who knows how to do that and helps us. But too often, it's the parents that are causing these very painful feelings. And so we our little bodies can't handle these big feelings, and we have to learn to avoid them. And eating is one way. Eating comfort food is one way of avoiding those feelings. So when I learn to embrace all of these feelings, when I learn to manage them with my higher guidance, when I learn to comfort myself and learn from these feelings, my food addiction went away. I haven't had it in years and years. I do not use food to avoid feelings anymore. I don't want to. I don't want to numb out. I don't want to avoid them, because I've learned that my feelings have so much vital information for me. The what I call the wounded feelings, which is anxiety, depression, guilt, shame, anger, emptiness, aloneness, these are feelings that we cause by our self-abandonment. Well, I want to know that. If I'm feeling any of those feelings, I want to know how I'm abandoning myself. And then if I'm feeling the core painful feelings of life, they also have vital information for me about what's going on with a situation or what's going on with another person. They're really, really important, and I've learned to embrace those feelings, feel them with deep compassion for myself rather than rejecting them, and allowing them to move through me rather than getting stuck in my body and making me sick. So because I know how to do that as a result of inner bonding, it wouldn't even occur to me anymore to use food to avoid my feelings.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay, let's dive in then. Let's dive into the steps of inner bonding, please.
Okay, so the first step is that you need to be willing to be present in your body. You know, most people are just in their head. They're not in their body. Our feelings are in our body. So we have to be willing to get present inside our body, and that alone takes a lot of practice. When I started doing inner bonding, I was in my head. I could tune into other people's feelings, but I had no idea when I was feeling anything. And I was a caretaker. I would, you know, take care of everybody else, but not myself at all. And so it took me time and practice to get present in my own body in the moment. So step one, getting present in the moment in your body. Step two, the inner bonding process is based on a concept of intention, that at any given moment we're either in the intention to learn about loving ourselves, or we're in the intention to protect against pain with some form of controlling and addictive behavior. And so step two is moving into your heart and consciously choosing the intention to learn about loving yourself, and learning how to invite the presence of your higher self, your higher power, whatever that is for a person, into your heart, so that you're feeling compassion for yourself. Inner bonding is a very compassionate and gentle process, and we want to be focused in our heart in step two, open to learning, and feeling very compassionate towards our feelings, rather than avoiding them. And then step three is a deep inquiry. It's a deep exploration of why we're feeling the way we are, how we're treating ourselves, what we're telling ourselves, what's happening with somebody else, what our belief systems are that might be leading us to reject and abandon ourselves, beliefs about our worth and our lovability and about being able to control others, which is a huge illusion. And so we go deeply into our feelings and our belief system. And then when we get a clear picture of that, in step four, we open again with our higher self, our higher guidance. We're asking two questions. What is the truth about any of the false beliefs that I've uncovered? And what is the loving action toward myself? Because we don't know. Most of us didn't have role models of what it looks like to love ourselves. So we don't know what to do in any given situation. But the good news is we don't have to know. We can ask, because there is a part of us that does know, our higher self, God, spirit, whatever you want to call that. It's there. It's the intelligence of the universe. And when you ask with a sincere desire to learn, and you ask, what's the truth and what's the loving action towards myself, you'll start to receive answers. They might not come immediately, but they will come. And then in step five, you take that loving action based on what's true. You take the action you've been guided to take. And in step six, you go back in and evaluate how you feel as a result of taking that loving action. And if you have taken a loving action, you're going to feel relief. You're going to feel a relief of anxiety, of depression, of heaviness. You're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel better about yourself. That's what taking loving action does. Now, those are the, you know, a very brief description of the six steps. They take time to learn. They take a lot of practice. But I got to tell you, Sheldon, it is so worth it. So worth it. You know, I have worked with thousands and thousands of people all over the world whose lives have changed so dramatically for the better, for the way better, through the practice of inner bonding.
Oh, absolutely. There is no better journey, trajectory to take than that of which you inner bonding takes us and you describe.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit more about self-abandonment and even how that might affect living our purpose, owning our power, and manifesting our dreams?
Yeah, because, see, our sense of purpose is in our essence. We can call that essence or soul. We can call that our inner child. There's a blueprint in there, in our soul self. And that soul self, that essence, that inner child often speaks to us through our feelings. But if we're ignoring our feelings, if we're judging ourselves for our feelings, if we're shutting down our feelings with various addictions, and if we're making other people responsible for our feelings, that inner child, that essence, doesn't feel safe to let us in on our passionate purpose, on the purpose for which we're on the planet. And we all have a blueprint in there for that. But it's like if you have a child and you're mean and angry and judgmental and ignoring that child, there's no way that child feels safe with you. And so our inner child is not going to let us in. And our sense of purpose and our passion and our power, which that soul self is part of our power. That's in our solar plexus, and that is our place of power. So if we're avoiding our pain, we cannot find our joy, our truth, our passion, our purpose, because they exist in the same place within us, in our heart and our soul. And so when we're avoiding ourselves by abandoning ourselves, we cannot find that. It is so very important to learn to love ourselves and find that passionate purpose that's within each of us.
Hallelujah. Absolutely. And, you know, so talking about spiritual guidance, and I know, you know, I've heard you've shared with me that wonderful story about being so tuned in to your own inner guidance that you moved all your stuff out of your house that you were selling, even though it seemed completely ludicrous. So I know you're somebody who's deeply connected, and you practiced that a lot.
I moved everything out because my guidance told me that I had to get it out of my house. I had sold my house, and then the house caught fire just a week later. So obviously I was very, very happy that
I love
had listened
story.
To my guidance.
Yeah, because your guidance didn't tell you that there was going to be a fire, just to get everything out. You know,
no. So
it seemed pretty ludicrous at the time, but you had habitualized listening and honoring that voice.
Right.
And so let's talk a little bit about that, because you say it's not hard to connect with your personal source and spiritual guidance. And I know you have some pointers and tips on how people can do that.
Yes, there's actually, our guidance exists at a higher vibration, higher frequency than we are, because, you know, like a hummingbird's wings, you can't see it very well. If we vibrated at that level, we wouldn't see each other very well. So our bodies have to vibrate at a lower frequency. But we can learn to raise the frequency of our energy to that of our spiritual guidance. And it's really two major things that we need to do to raise our frequency high enough to access that guidance. One is we have to be in that deep intention to learn about loving ourselves, because that's what our guidance is there for. It's there to guide us in our highest good. And so when we choose that intention to learn, we're going to raise our frequency high enough to access our guidance. Now, the other thing, however, that's also really, really important, it took me a while to realize this, is that...
Wait, can I just clarify something real quick here? So was it the intention to learn or the intention to love ourselves?
Well, it's both. It's the intention to learn about loving ourselves.
Okay.
The intention to learn about loving ourselves. That's a key. Now, I started, like I've said to you before, I started when I was in my early 20s because I was a sickly kid and I hated being sick. I started learning about health. And I started eating really, really well, eating only organic foods and reading everything I could just eating really well, and I got healthy. But I still couldn't connect with my higher guidance. I was really trying, and I wanted to, but I couldn't. Then inner bonding came in. And mm-hmm. I understood about the intention to learn about loving yourself. And as soon as I moved into that intention, right mm-hmm. away, I started connecting with my higher guidance. It was immediate, and it was easy. And I started not only connecting with my guidance, but being able to hear other people's guidance when I was working with them. So I thought at that time, wow, if people would just move into the intention to learn about loving themselves, they could connect with their guidance, but they didn't. And then I finally realized that we also have to have our bodies in a high frequency. We have to have our bodies clean. We can't be, you know, full of drugs or nicotine or sugar or processed foods, junk foods. We can't access guidance when our bodies are struggling to deal with bad food, because it keeps the frequency of our body too low. And so then I realized, oh, the reason it was so easy for me is because I'd been eating well for so long. And then when I moved into the intention to learn about loving myself, it was right there for me. So now I say to people, okay, it takes two things. You've got to love yourself on the emotional level and really be open to learning about loving yourself, but you've also got to love yourself physically and be taking good care of your body in order for the frequency to be high enough to access. Now, sometimes people will access, they'll be out in nature and they'll be in a really good place and they'll move into an intention to learn and they'll connect with their guidance, they'll feel really, really good. Then they get home, they get into their routine, they don't exercise, they don't get enough sleep, they eat badly, and they stop being able to access, and they wonder why. Well, that's why. I mean, there's other things we can use to raise our frequency, like being in nature and like listening to beautiful music and being around animals and things like that, as long as your intention is to learn about loving yourself. But I got to tell you, the whole thing becomes so much easier when you're feeding your body well. It just flows so much easier when you're feeding your body well and open to learning about loving yourself. And then you find, wow, that connection is right there.
Woo! I love that connection, being right there.
Yeah, me too.
And that makes a lot of sense that we'd have to take care of our temple that houses that connection.
That's right.
If that temple is cluttered and filthy and, you know, it's not going to be so easy to navigate around in there.
Well, especially now, because... our food has been so devitalized on, you know, with the factory farm foods and the animals that have been filled with Roundup and antibiotics and all that stuff. So if people are not really conscious about what they're putting in their body, their bodies are ending up having to deal with pesticides and antibiotics and devitalized food. They're not getting nourished. You know, years ago, this wasn't true. We didn't have to pay attention to it because the food was good. But today, there's so much awful food around that we do have to pay attention to it.
That's so true. Absolutely. Yeah. Gosh. Well, that's great. And what do you so I know that this is a good time to just let our listeners know that you're providing them with something to just move forward right now after they've been listening to you and you know, getting all this wonderful, probably getting excited like I always do when I talk to you, that they have an opportunity to go to a link that's on our site right here that they're probably already looking at, or they can just, after this interview is over, they can take a look and grab your free gift. Would you share a little bit about that for us?
Yeah, this is a little ebook that came through from Spirit called Dear God, How Do I Heal So That I May Love? And this does teach a bit about the inner bonding process. So they're going to get a lot of information in reading this little ebook about beginning to practice inner bonding.
Great. And so like I shared with you folks, it'll be right there, really easy to see, and it's free. And what's going on next for you? What programs and things are available?
Well, actually, on Wednesday, I start a course. I do 30-day at-home courses that are really wonderful. People receive an email every day for 30 days with an action step, and there's a forum just for that course. And then there's a once-a-week coaching session. And on Wednesday, I start one called Passionate Purpose, Vibrant Health, which is right in line with what we're talking about. And they can go to innerbonding.com and click on the link on the homepage if they're interested in registering for that. And then after that, I have a course called Love Yourself, which is very, very powerful course in learning to love yourself. It's the same kind of 30-day at-home course.
That's great. I've taken one of your courses, your 30-day at-home courses, and I can testify and give you testimonial that they are wonderful. And I love how much you put into them. There's so much information, and there's such a wealth of knowledge. And it's my area of geekiness. I just geek out on consciousness studies, and so I absolutely. I just love it. Thank you for putting all this together for everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So that's innerbonding.com, folks. And again, we'll have a link to that free gift. And that'll probably take you – does that take you directly to the website as well?
Yeah,
Paul?
Yeah, innerbonding.com okay. takes you to the website. And you can see all the different courses. I have a relationship 30-day course. I have a 30-day course on frequency, connecting with your guidance, and on attracting your beloved. I've got a lot of product that can really, really help people. We also have a free course on the site, so there's a lot to help people. There's a lot of free stuff. If people can't afford anything, there's a tremendous amount of free information on the site.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, gosh, it's been really great, again, connecting with you and having you on the show. Really appreciate you coming back on. And appreciate your work and just who you are as an individual. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much, Sheldon. Thank you for having me on again and having this delightful conversation with me.
My pleasure. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in with us and with Dr. Margaret Paul. And go grab her free book and check out innerbonding.com for all the wonderful products. She's just a fantastic resource, just such a wealth of experience and knowledge. I really encourage you to go check it out. Absolutely can alter the trajectory of your life, learning to love yourself, and she's an excellent facilitator. So I'll see you soon. Tune in tomorrow, and we'll have some more speakers and some more masterclass sessions. Until then, take care, everybody.